Closing the Gap. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, this time of year, normally farmer delegates from all across the country, including here in Tennessee, would be gathering together for the American Farm Bureau Convention, an annual meeting. But obviously, because of the pandemic, the convention in San Diego was canceled and moved to an all-virtual event.
This is a great opportunity. It allows many more farmers, many more folks with an interest in agriculture to join virtually.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Jeff Aiken says without a doubt the fact that AFBF opened up the convention this year free of charge to anyone is allowing a lot more folks to learn more about the issues that farmers face. And this past year, there's been a lot more interest in our food supply chain and the role that our farmers play in our food system. Land of Lakes President and CEO Beth Ford was one of the keynote speakers at the convention.
We are proud of our farmer ownership. We're proud of our members. We're proud of the work that we do every day and that they do every day. But we also recognize our responsibility to continue to educate about what good farm practices look like, the use of technology, the use of different investments over the long term, so that consumers can understand what is involved in their actual food production.
AFBF President Zippy Duval says communicating with consumers about agriculture and the way our food is raised should be a goal of every farmer to continue restoring that trust in our food system.
And that's the reason we started hashtag Still Farming. We saw that people were concerned about whether the farmers were going to continue to work. And we've touched almost 100 million people with that hashtag. And it's given us a platform to talk about farmers and talk about the techniques that they use to produce quality food that we're so blessed to have in America.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.